Hi, I'm Ryan Shook.
And I'm Josh Shook.
Two brothers in our 20s. We've met before, actually. You see, even though you've probably never met us personally, you know people just like us. You've known them at every church you've attended. We've been on your football team, gone to the same parties, been in your group of friends. You took one look at us and thought, they're such good Christians. But you saw us when we were at our best. We were the leaders of the youth group, and you thought we probably had it all together. So how could we possibly relate to you? The truth is, we've both come back from the brink of spiritual death. Really. Only a short time ago, we were so done with the whole Christian thing. Whatever we looked like on the outside, inside, we were desperate for something more. Nothing at church satisfied the inner hunger gnawing at us. Being a Christian seemed to be only about going through the motions, following rules, keeping up appearances. So we tried something else. We lived as if God didn't exist. That worked for a while, and then it eventually stopped working. Actually, we ended up feeling even more desperate and unfulfilled than before. Maybe you know what we're talking about. Maybe you've given up on church and its promise of contentment. Maybe you've not only given up on church, but given up on God as well. Or maybe you're just now starting to suspect that something is wrong, but you can't put your finger on it. If any of these scenarios apply to you, you're not alone. The truth is, between the ages of 16 and 26, most young people experience a crisis of faith. Suddenly, the beliefs that made sense yesterday are no longer relevant today. Our faith feels flimsy and fake. For us, it felt something like this. We had traveled halfway across a bridge and couldn't get any further. The bridge just ended. On the riverbank behind us, we could see the Christianity that worked when we were younger. Ahead of us, on the opposite bank, we could see, well, not much, really. Mostly fog. That didn't feel good. As it turns out, our experience is common for kids who grew up in church. David Kinnaman, president of the Barna Group, a research and resource organization, investigated our generation's dissatisfaction with traditional Christianity for his book, You Lost Me. The problem, Kinnaman tells us, is not that this generation has been less church than children and teens before them. The problem is that much spiritual energy fades away during a crucial decade of life, the 20s. Spiritual energy fades away. That description resonates deeply with us. After years of going to church, following the rules, and trying to replicate the faith of our parents, we had to admit that something was fading fast in our souls. But there's good news. Right in the middle of our personal crises, we made a discovery that changed everything.